Grand Vice Radio. I'll be your host, Abu Wale.
No way, you'll never make it.
Right.
Come with the weak shit, I break it. Step into my zone, mad rhymes will stifle for ya.
Today we building with the NBXA brethren. For the Lace Matrix. Rebel 360. Let's go.
I hate those motherfuckers, scary. But with my unique skills, nah, you can't compare me. And no, we don't make black tracks. And all the suckers get pushed back when I'm kicking real facts. Maybe a soul you'd sell to have massacres.
Nah, this is golden, man. This is golden right here, man. So I'm glad to get both of y'all on the line at the same time, man. You know, the summer season is coming up, man. Summer season is coming up. Got a lot of people going to be, like, busting the door down for new workout routines and things of that nature. So we're going to get right to the nitty-gritty right now. Like, a lot of misconceptions about the benefits of weightlifting. Weightlifting, a good thing, yes or no? Should it be a part of your regimen, fellas?
Yes, sir.
Yes,
well,
I agree.
Yeah,
you go first, for
your dad. All right, weightlifting is very conducive to your overall health because you have to learn to lift weights outside of yourself. It's good to master your body weight first. Of course, I always stress people to master your body weight first. Mm. But to be able to lift weight outside of yourself is conducive to you living a productive lifestyle. To be able to move weight, like you have to carry groceries. Mm. We have to carry women have to carry babies. We have to be able to carry things upstairs and downstairs. And the overall health benefits to lifting weights is your body gets used to that. It gets used to being able to lift weights outside of itself, outside of you getting a more better physique. And those things, the overall lifestyle, your overall lifestyle will be better. You don't have to lift big, heavy weights. I never tell people, you know, to always lift heavy.
Mm-hmm.
I tell them to make sure they rep. Because that's the key to all of the exercises.
Now, what exactly is the difference? What's the difference between, like, when you say that, like, rep out, not just...
Because,
all right.
All right, but when you are repping the weight rather than just lifting the weight, your body gets used to the weight. It gets used to being able to handle that weight as opposed to you just lifting it one time or two times. When you're able to rep that weight and master that weight, it's better for you. It's better for your overall health. A lot of people think calisthenics is better than weightlifting. And it's not that calisthenics is better than weightlifting. It's just that when we do a push-up, we ain't trying to do four push-ups or six push-ups. We do 10, we're going for 10. When we do pull-ups, when we do dips, we're going for 10.
Mm-hmm.
It's the rep factor that makes calisthenics better.
Mm.
And if you do the same thing with the weights that you do with the calisthenics, you'll look just as good, if not better. But I always advise people to do both. I'll let Rebel take it from there.
What's your perspective, brother?
I'm just gonna give it to another perspective, because what he said is totally, you know what I mean, totally right. I just think more, you know, that you look better, you know what I mean. You look a little better. You look a little bit more, you know, more healthy to lift stuff, and you need to lift stuff outside of your weight because it can save your life one day.
Do you feel like it costs mobility? Do you feel like it costs mobility? Like, can you still basically deal with the weights and still be limber and loose and participate in the motion drills? That's what I'm saying.
Yes, most definitely. I mean, you can actually see that through CrossFit a little bit. You know what I mean? You see the way they do certain stuff, and you
true
see
story.
How they still are. You know what I mean? And they're still going, they're lifting weights and they're doing calisthenics. So that's just basically, you know, just a benefit of what you can, you know, be, of what you can do and what you can master with the weight to make you even stronger, because everybody strives to be stronger.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know anybody that doesn't want to be strong.
You know
what I mean? So by doing that, you have to lift some type of weight just to, you know what I mean, go to an extreme. you know what I mean, to put your body through a more extreme, you know what I mean, a more extreme tension.
Workout.
You know what I mean? Yeah, you know what I mean? So, yeah, so you could be able to grow. Because the only way you grow is by getting that tension.
Most definitely. You know? Most definitely.
So, you say, and when you, and to add to that, when you say being limber comes from stretching. It has nothing to do with weightlifting or calisthenics. It's what happens is
good
when
point.
People work out, and I wanted to stretch that stuff in my last interview, when people work out, they don't stretch. They don't, we don't stretch before our workouts, we don't stretch during our workouts, and we don't stretch after our workout. And it's important for us to stretch all throughout our workout to keep us limber, to keep the joints loose and keep your muscles loose and flexible, to keep the tendons loose and flexible. Because if you don't, your joints start to lock up on you. Mm. As your body cools down, your joints start to lock up on you. And you don't want that problem.
Not at all.
That's why when you work out, that range of form is always, always important. You know what I mean? Because you,
right.
if you get your full range of motion, you get to stretch and have your muscles relax for that little bit while you're contracting. You know what I mean? So you need that full range of motion. Any half rep of motion is not keeping you limber. It's just keeping you tight. You know, and then your muscles not being fully developed. So, you know, that's just how that is. Your body
gonna
be crazy.
No, and I think that was a good point about the cross training.
People like the burnout. They like that tension on the muscle. And there's nothing wrong with that. Sometimes
nothing wrong with that, true.
Yeah, and do a little short ones real quick and add
definitely.
What you want to balance it out. There's nothing wrong with that, but know that
you need to
balance yourself. You can't consistently keep doing that and expecting you to be all right. Like, your body after a while is not going to take to that short range of motion. They always have tension on the muscle. You have to, the muscles will start locking up on you. You have to stretch it out. You have to stretch it out. That's why it's key to practice full range of motion, control movements, whether you're doing weights or calisthenics.
Calisthenics, yes.
Whether you're doing control, full range of motion exercises will always keep you limber, will always keep you, loose and keep you flexible. That's the word I'm looking for. Keep you very flexible. So it's not that weight is better than calisthenics or calisthenics is better than weight. It's the rep factor. You always got to rep and you always got to stretch. It's important.
And the balance too. You know how we do it.
Right. And to what Rebel said, you don't want to be caught in a situation where a log fall on you or your bed fall on you.
Right. And you can't get that thing up off you, man. Roll up.
Roll up. Or you can't roll that weight off of you. Because if you will, you know, and not all of us go through it, but if it happens, you want to be able to get that up off of you. If you get into a physical altercation, no amount of just lifting, just you doing your body weight, going to get a certain type of weight up off of you. You have to be able to lift weight outside of yourself to get a certain weight up off of you. You know, the more pressure you can deal with, the more weight you can deal with, the more you'll be able to deal with an aggressive individual who has a lot of weight. Who may be taller than you, who may be a little bit stronger than you, or heavy, you know. So you want to constantly lift weights, you know, get that pressure. I always advise people to do both.
How that balance?
One, do both.
How that balance?
Including working out. Running. Running and doing things for your cardiovascular system.
Now, wait a minute. Now, it's funny you mentioned that question. It's funny you mentioned that question because we got a question from Frankie Barnes out of Harlem. And he wants to know if running is actually killing his gains. So, or you were just speaking to a fact.
Yes, it is.
Yes, all right.
Tearing them up. It's like riding the bike all the time. You kill your gains. You can't run all the time. You gotta maintain a balance. If you don't maintain a balance, run 3 times a week, 4, depending on what you're going for.
Mm-hmm.
If you wanna be super cut up,
Or if you actually have competition coming up or something like that, you know.
And if you're not worried about your games, that'll be, you know what I mean, that'll be it right there.
Mm-hmm.
You're not worried about your games, you're just worried about endurance and how you're feeling strength-wise, then that you all for it. But if you're trying to have a certain look and you're trying to, you know what I mean, you're just trying to have that certain look and feel a certain way, you know, you're going to want your body, you're going to want your body to have some gains, you're going to want to have some weight on it.
Because I know I can speak personally that the running is great for weight loss. It's great for weight loss, but just because you're losing weight doesn't mean you're gaining definition all the time. You know what I'm saying? So I could definitely.
And remember, after the body starts eating out the fat, you ain't got no more fat to eat, what you think the body gonna start eating?
Muscle.
You're gonna start eating your muscles.
Mm-hmm. The slow breakdown, man.
So you gotta definitely just find a delicate balance. I like, me personally, I like endurance workouts where we going back to back. Me and Rebel, we practice that constantly when we doing like around the world, because endurance workouts, it increases your stamina while not taking gains away from you. Like doing sets back to back. I'd rather do short sprints back and forth in the basketball court instead of doing a long running.
Shadow boxing too and things like that.
That's one of the best cardio workouts ever. In that bag, if you were able to get to a gym and get to hit the bag for at least 5 to 10 minutes, that's better to me than actually running. Because you're moving your arms and your legs at the same time. You're not just standing there punching the bag. You gotta move around the bag and punch the bag.
That training
actually is more draining.
Yes, sir.
You get a better overall workout by hitting the bag than actually running.
Yes, and
I believe it burns more calories. So to answer this question, I mean, running is good, but make sure you do it in moderation according to your goal. If you want to be a sprinter, you want to sprint and run, then by all means. If you want to keep your wind up, and you're only looking to keep your wind up, yes, by all means, run as much as you need to. But it's like Rebel said, if you try to keep your gains and look a certain way, I would run five days, or
maybe at least like twice a week. Making that your thing for that day, just straight cardio for them 2 days. Other than that, after that, 3 days maybe, you know, depends on how quick you're trying to get your running gains. Just go on from that. The rest would be strength training.
And
you'll still be able to do that and keep yourself even leaner and grow your fat percent, you know what I mean? You know, your body fat. You know what I mean? At a lower percent, you know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
You're going to wind up eating yourself to death to keep your gains. because if you're going to run 5 days a week and you're trying to be big and you're trying to be strong, you're going to have to eat a lot more than what you're doing.
You
know what I mean? You get to eat less and still have gains when you don't run a lot. And let me say this for people who like to ride bikes and stuff and run a lot. There's a point where your body will peak too in everything, whether it be calisthenics, weights, and riding the bike. Your body will start to peak, and the 1 mile will not do nothing for you no more. So then you have to go 2 miles, and then 3 miles, and then 4 miles, because you'll start to peak, and your body won't benefit from that 1 mile no more. And you'll actually start to get fat.
That's crazy.
You ever seen them fat people that ride the bikes all day? You're like, I ain't fat. They ride the bike all the time to the point where it's not even beneficial no more.
And I didn't think people really think. I never thought about it like that. That's dope.
After he's rolled for 3 miles for 2 months or a month, he's gonna have to, in order for it to, for you to bet, like with anything, in order for him to get more benefit off of that, he's gonna have to increase it to 5 miles, 6 miles, just like when you lift them weights.
No,
you know, you lift in 25 pounds for a couple of months, you're gonna have to increase that to 35, 45 pounds for it to do something. Calisthenics, the same thing. In order for you, you're doing just 10 reps, 10 reps, 10 reps. After a while, 10 reps ain't gonna do nothing for you.
Now, hold up a second. If we're going to be doing all that, that naturally brings me to the next question. Prince out of Brooklyn, you know what I mean? He said, I stand at 135 pounds trying to increase mass. Should I be eating before my workouts? What are you guys eating? And is it beneficial to eat before the workout, or is that something that somebody should save till afterwards? I'll let either one take on. What are you guys eating, man? What's going on? What are you guys eating?
Well, see, nature's already done with me, man. It's kind of anything good. I advise, like, you know, we like we said, don't eat like me, train like me. Rebel has the supernatural metabolism. But what I can say is that you should eat something that's as beneficial to you and that's gonna stick to your, you know what I mean, stick to your stomach, that while you're working out, you won't be feeling all burnt out, you know what I mean? And
maybe some oats or some fruit or things of that nature.
Sandwich,
stay away from them breads,
some
man.
Type of meal, you know, chicken, you know, you can go into all that type of mode, but I definitely is a goal for eating before and after. I'm with that, especially if you're trying to gain some weight, you have to. I feel like you have to.
Now, what about the mass shakes? I know that's a bit off the road, but do any of you recommend like the mass shakes, the whey shakes, the protein shakes? Is that legit, or is that all part of it?
If you want it to be, you know what I mean. That's if you want it to be. If you're in that access of that, by any means, you should definitely do that. But if you're not, you know what I mean, don't go for, you know, the regular home foods that's going to fill you.
Plenty of beans and rice.
That's going to get you going. That protein, you know what I mean? That's going to get you going.
Trying to stay away from the whites, too.
Keep your body still, too. Keep you going. You know what I mean? Keep you wanting to go. And then that water, you know, that water is essential. That's going to flush everything and give you that weight that you need. And that, you know what I mean? And that, not to be dehydrated, you know what I mean?
To
last longer with your workouts.
Longevity. That's what you're talking about.
Rebel has one aspect of it. And then you have that if you're trying to gain weight, you have to eat 5 to 7 times a day.
That much?
Every 2 hours. You have to eat 5 to 7 times a day if you're trying to gain weight. If you're trying to lose weight, you should be trying to only eat 3 times a day. When I try to explain to people, there's dieting up and there's dieting down. There's two types of diets. So depending on what you're going for, that's what you train for. That's how you eat. And I try to tell people all the time that lifting weights or working out period has nothing to do with gaining weight and losing weight. Gaining weight and losing weight has everything to do with your diet. Working out has everything to do with you getting stronger, and with you getting more muscle tone, more muscular. That's what weight and that's what calisthenics does for you. But if you want to get bigger, you got to eat like a fat person. If you want to get smaller, you gotta eat like a slim person.
In layman's terms, y'all.
A person who's big, you'll catch them 5 to 7 times a day.
True story. Subconsciously or consciously. That's the way it's going on.
You start at 10 o'clock. You got 10 o'clock. Then you go at 12 o'clock. You eat at 2 o'clock. You eat at 4 o'clock. And then you may eat your dinner. And after that, eat a snack. 5 to 7 times a day, you must eat. And when let me explain to you. When you start eating like that, after 2 weeks, guaranteed 5 to 7 pounds in 2 weeks. But you will get tired of eating. And
of course,
what's important, where Rebel said, because remember, your muscle is mostly made up of water.
Yes.
You have to drink a gallon of water a day if you're trying to gain weight. It is a myth, and let me stress this, it is a myth to tell a person to drink a gallon of water a day if they're trying to lose weight, because you're not going to piss out a gallon of water a day. The reason why your body's going to start to do it.
You retain water.
Start to retain water. If you're trying to lose weight, you should only drink when you're thirsty. You should only drink water when you're thirsty. When you try to gain weight, you should try to drink a gallon of water or more a day, whether you're thirsty or not. Whether you're thirsty or not, you have to maintain that gallon of water a day, because your muscle is made up mostly of water. So you have to, whether you eat 5 meals a day or whether you eat 3 meals a day, if you're trying to gain weight, you have to drink a gallon of water a day. If you're trying to lose weight, you eat less, maybe once, twice, 3 times a day, but at the same time, and it's portion control.
Y'all hear that? Yeah, that's a big word right there. Say that again. Portion control. You fucking with that Popeye's chicken sandwich every day, like, huh? Stay away from that Popeye's. Like.
Just like the salad to put weight
on,
take weight off of you, the salad to put weight on you.
Anything you do, never really thought about it like that. If you're trying, you're trying to gain, that's actually giving, giving the foods that's breaking down, more time to break it down. Moisten up all the cells and all the sugar in your body that you need to gain weight. Even though when you drink a lot of water, you really don't need to eat. You don't really need to eat a lot either. Because it's helping.
That's key what he said. If you're trying to control how much you eat, you gotta drink water. Drink water before you eat. And then drink water after you eat, and you will eat less. That's a problem.
This is definitely an experiment that we both have done. Has been that way.
Yeah, I think people minimalize the value of taking in water daily, man. That's a great point.
That's a lifeline.
Yeah.
The water is your life. It's like air. Human beings are made up of the earth. We made up of air. We made up of water. We made up of everything that's in the universe. So when we get more of what is of the universe, we become a better version of ourselves.
Because Matrix, so, you know what happens is, Matrix, what happens is, and I can tell you as somebody who, who's been on ups and downs with the weight loss thing, you get so caught up in drinking what you think is the right thing, all the nutriments and the protein drinks and the Gatorades, and you look up and you be like, I've been drinking this shit all day, I ain't even drink water yet. Like, so you find yourself consuming more, like you said, you consuming more liquids and you gaining weight, you not knowing why, because like y'all just said, after a while, your body starts retaining all them liquids, man. So it's just like, bing, bing. Most definitely, man.
You're not gonna piss all that out. You have to make sure that you drink water in moderation if you're trying to lose weight. But drink water nonetheless, and to stay away from a lot of sugary products. Now, if you're trying to gain weight, you might want to throw a little Red Bull in there. Something with a little sugar in it, like Bubba said. If you're trying to lose weight, it's only water. It's only water. There's nothing else. It's only water.
Get back to the basics, y'all. Get back to it.
Get rid of all that.
get back to it, the life elements, man.
Yeah, those are only substitutes anyway, you know what I mean? Just to keep you filled up until you get what you need.
Dig it,
man. You gotta remember, water flushes your body.
So
you wanna flush that water. I mean, you want to flush all that, all those things that the toxins. Got to remember, it's not what those juices and stuff may have what you need to get to, you know, energy and stuff, but it has a lot of unnatural things that's in it that go along with that natural stuff. So you may have something in there like sea moss.
Yes, sir. Speak on the roots.
Or like that come in a bottle. And it don't just have the iris moss. It has the iris moss, sodium citrate,
potassium,
all that other stuff that has nothing to do.
The extracts, like the breakdowns of it, like the you know what I mean.
Right.
They basically trying to stretch that, you know what I mean. So they producing it in mass. Yeah.
Right. So the water it thins all that out in your body. It thins it out. And then it breaks it down, and now it's able to flush out your body. But if you're drinking that and drinking that and drinking that, and you're not putting the water in your body, it's going to have a negative effect as opposed to having a positive effect on your body. Because there are a lot of unnatural stuff that's in the stuff that you're taking that you deem that's natural. Down to carrot juice. You ever look on carrot juice? It's supposed to just say carrot. Like pressed carrots.
That's
carrots, sugar, potassium chloride.
Something sucrose. Something else with it. Like, yeah.
Carrot juice. Like, all I want is carrot juice.
That's that drink.
All that sugar and all the rest of that stuff.
That's that carrot drink you're drinking on right there.
Yeah, the carrot drink. Right.
That's crazy. But listen, fellas, hold up. I cannot let y'all leave without letting the people know who y'all are and where they can reach y'all, good brothers at the MBXA, man. So I'll let y'all go, man. The people want to know your social media contacts, any type of shows, events coming forward, you know what I mean? Before we bring this Planet Sandbox to an end right there. Talk to the people, let them know who y'all, how they can find y'all, as if they don't already know.
Real quick, I'm Major CEO, founder of the MBXA. You can catch me on Instagram at MBXA.
Yes, sir.
Facebook at
Lace Matrix.
The MBXA, we already know what
And
I advise people to not stress, because stress causes your immune system to shut down. Don't be fearful, don't be stressed. Anxiety causes causes your immune system to shut down. So let's focus on working out. As soon as this COVID is over, we're having our next games. Rebel Games.
Rebel Run.
The Rebel Run. As soon as this is over, we got gifts. We got prizes. Look out for it. Be on our website. Subscribe to our website. We also got a YouTube channel coming out. I'm called Gunpowder Channel. Hello, Rebel and Rebel or what? It's checked out. Please follow us on YouTube. We're going to be putting out content whether this COVID is over or not in the next week or two. Whether this COVID is over or not, we're going to be putting out contact. Please subscribe to our YouTube pages and our Instagram, our Facebook, our Instagram pages and our Facebook pages for further details on the games. Definitely doing it. Rebel, give them your information.
Yes, sir. Rebel, let the people know how they can reach you, man. Social media is everything, man.
You already know, it's Rebel, a.k.a. Mr. President at MBXA, my Facebook profile is my government, Kevin Fowler.
Yes,
and my Instagram is, my IG basically is Rebel360. You can definitely catch me there.
And these fellas is offering personal training services too. And so y'all fellas do offer personal training services, right? I didn't speak out of turn. Yeah, so all right.
Personal training. We got classes in the gym right now. We're renovating the gym. We do outside classes. We do home visits. Don't worry, we ain't scared of the COVID.
Yes, sir.
Come
to your house. That's up. That's up.
Yes, we will pull up in that house with the mask on if you to make you feel comfortable. We will pull up.
Distance workout, social distance workouts. Yes, sir.
We don't need no booty pics, even though that's cool. We don't need the booty. We don't need the butt pics. We want people who are serious about training. And working out. And if you're serious about being an athlete, we have forms and documents you can sign to get involved with the MBXA. We have admission fees. If you want to be an athlete in the MBXA, just contact us, either DM me or Rebel.
Yes,
you know what I mean? Or we have Danny D. Block. He wasn't on the line at this time. You can also DM him.
Shout out to D. Block.
MBXA. And his Instagram is Danny D. Block.
Yes, sir. You know?
And
well, guess what?
All the training.
Guess what?
You can do calisthenics, weights, martial arts, and boxing. Rebel got the martial arts. I got the boxing.
Yes, sir. Okay? Yes, sir. And we do that. Well, guess what? We here at Planet Sandbox, we seriously got love for the MBXA. Brother Matrix and Brother Rebel, man. Appreciate y'all coming through, man. We're going to have y'all come through again, man.
We appreciate you. Shout out to you.
Yes, sir.
And we're keeping up, brother. Bringing the information to the people.
Yes, sir.
We need people like you and our community to definitely be productive. Because what you're doing right now is very productive in terms of us going to the next level in our community.
Yes, sir.
And that is key.
Let's do it, man.
We have to create our own platforms.
Yes, sir.
We have to create our own media sources. And what you're doing right now is with the creating your own platform is great, brother.
I appreciate you, man. Teamwork makes the dream work, man. Let's continue to support each other, y'all. Bless up, y'all. Planet Sandbox Radio, man. Y'all already know, man. All right?
Salute to you at Reverb Nation.
Salute.
Reverb Nation and everybody who's...
Yes. Reverb has been good to me, man.
We support you. I advise everybody who's listening to keep in contact with all of your black news media.
Yes, sir.
We are going to keep it real with you.
Yes, sir.
That right here is going to keep it real with you.
Yes, sir.
If anything go crazy, the news media is only going to report to you what they're being told. This brother ain't got nobody over his head.
Yes, sir.
He's going to give it to you the way it needs to be told.
We dropping jewels, y'all. I appreciate y'all, brothers, man. Bless up, man. To the next one, all right? Salute. Salute.
Yes,
sir.